in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My company is A&A Customs Brokers, and I think you work with Josh Renshaw.
I do.
Awesome. Hey, did I catch you at an okay time? Can you talk for a brief moment?
Depends on how brief.
Oh, just 45 minutes. Just kidding. But no, I just was wondering, you know, we're A&A Customs Brokers here in Vancouver, 35 years in cross-border shipping, brokerage, and warehousing. We actually, Olympic Panel, which I think was merged now into Swanson, one of our clients is Norland Forest Products, and we have numerous other, you know, in the lumber industry. I'm just wanting to find out, at your company, who is the shipping, freight forwarding, or logistics expert? Is that Josh Renshaw, or could it be someone else?
Well, he is the traffic manager. I guess it just depends on the question.
Well, the question is, I wanted to, you know, we want to earn a portion of your shipping from the United States into Canada, your cross-border stuff. And I'm wondering who would be the expert in that area that has a focus or attention on that.
Well, currently, Swanson rarely does any of it. I mean, that may change with the Olympics panel, but currently, I want to say I've done two since I've been here.
Oh, so what you're saying is you really don't do much cross-border shipping into Canada?
Not at the moment, not with the current situation as it is. I don't know if that'll change in the future.
Oh, okay. And is that just because you don't have, obviously, you know, buyers, and you're just not delivering into Canada?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, that's cool. So what are your most, what are your most popular common routes in the United States that you're shipping?
Well, most of our plywood products are going to the East Coast and California. Our lumber, East Coast, California. A few pieces go into Washington to catch boats to go to other destinations. Talking a lot of stuff that goes through Chicago into Connecticut, Jersey, New York. We do have some stuff that goes to Florida, but most of it is the Pacific Northwest.
You know, and if I said to you that we would, you know, like, what if we had a solution that could offer, you know, really good tracking, efficiency. We've got an amazing system to, you know, an online tool for all of our clients to, you know, completely track everything right on their smartphone, mobile, remote, everywhere. We've got significant discounts. I'm wondering if we could give you a better price than what you got on the lanes that you're doing right now, just a portion of it. Who would be the person that would really that would be ear candy for? Would that be you or somebody else?
What kind of equipment are we talking about?
Well, we do U.S. to Canada. We do from, you know, Canada to the U.S. But when we've got customers that are like that are in the U.S. that are shipping all over the United States, we'd love to maybe throw our hat into the ring and show you what we could do to give you this better flow, better process, better visibility into the tracking, and way better pricing. And I'm wondering if either yourself
or... type is what I asked for. So, I mean, I understand the tracking and things like that, because obviously I'm dispatch and I'm the one who takes care of it.
Oh, okay, sweet. So I'm talking,
is what I'm after.
Yeah, like LTL, TL, you know, we can handle, well, virtually anything.
I only do full truckloads.
Good.
On maxis, dry vans, 48-foot flatbeds, curtain vans, etc. I don't do reefers. I don't do step decks. And we're talking plywood and dimension lumber, so it's very specific.
That's right. And we have, like, about 10 clients like yourself in the industry. You know, if anything, you know, what would be awesome maybe is next week if you're flexible. Is there any way that we could show you a quick, just like over the internet, a quick internet web-based demo where we could show you how we could make things way easier, way better, and save you a ton of money by possibly, you know, looking at us in the future as an augment or complement to what you're using? There's no commitment or obligation, but if you've got high-speed internet over there, I can show you in 8 minutes why you should possibly consider us in the future. And just wanted to see...
And the brokerage, correct?
Yeah, we do that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what is it that you're exactly trying to do? Are you pushing software, or are you pushing actual... possible transportation issues?
All of the transportation, yes.
Okay, so you're saying that you want me to dispatch my loads, various loads that they are at the locations to you, to transport to my destination?
In a perfect world, that would be ideal, but right now, I'm just...
I just need the straight...
Yeah, I know. And I'm sorry, but you are a contender. We are not doing business with Swanson. We have done business with Olympic and, you know, there's several other name drops I can give you. But all I wanted to do is find out, in the future, if we could show you how to do things way easier and just way more convenient, give you better visibility and way better pricing, you might consider us in the future for your full truckload shipments in the United States to the destinations that are most frequent. We just wanted to give you a quick web briefing of how we could do this for you, and then you'd be the judge from there if you were flexible.
Well, it does take a lot of my time to actually do those things, but I will give you a shot. I'll give you a couple of things you can quote.
Sweet.
And if those are, because most brokerages actually are usually $300 to $500 more than what I get my freight moved at.
Give me one shot.
Give me a shot.
I promise you, the only problem is that you didn't investigate us 6 months earlier. That'll be the only problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll hope for that. Okay.
Do you want to do this right now, or should I give you my email and you can send it to me by email?
Well, I will do this, and you can get it back to me as soon as you can, because technically I'm on lunch right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the fastest way anyway.
No worries, bro. Well, you can just reel it off right now.
Okay, Glendale, Oregon.
Okay.
Two.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Dry van load.
Yep.
Which would be plywood.
Okay.
Well, Baldwin Park, California.
Baldwin Park.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do Glendale. Petaluma, California, on the 48 flatbed.
Okay.
With tarp.
Yeah.
And then we'll do another one that's fun. Let's see. And we'll do another right to Modesto. Now, these are common areas that I go to every week.
Awesome.
Multiple times.
That's what I want, your most frequent. That's awesome. Pardon me, did you say that's Glendale to Modesto?
Yes.
Awesome.
And if you want to get even more sassy with it, make another entry from Roseburg, Oregon. Those are my two current locations.
Okay. And Roseburg, from Glendale to Roseburg?
No. Roseburg to those California locations.
To the same California. Yep, got it.
Yeah.
Those
are the two mill sites currently.
Yep. And, pardon me, 1, 2, 3. So all of these would be full truckload with tarp?
Correct.
And then dry van.
Well, if you really want to try to tarp it, that's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I got this. What's your email over there, Megan?
Okay, it's Megan, MEAGHAN,
okay.
Dot Cheney, CHENEY. At swansongroup.biz, BIZ.
Got it. Okay, good. We'll get this over to you right away. Let's touch base on Monday or Tuesday to see if, we're in the ballpark.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Have a relaxing weekend.
Okay.